destroying Israel and her people.
That's the Republican nominee in a videotaped appeal to American voters in Israel released yesterday, in which he promises if he wins the White House,
my administration will stand side by side with the Jewish people and Israel's leaders.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, you can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. Often I struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Still more hacked emails, raising more questions about the Clinton Foundation as a long memo released by WikiLeaks from Clinton ally Douglas Band boasts about helping to enrich former President Bill Clinton to the tune of $50 million while lining up donors to the charitable foundation. Donald Trump has long accused the Clintons of running a pay-for-play scheme when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. Lawyers for Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio want a judge in his contempt of court case removed. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Attorneys for Arpaio believe the judge in the case engaged in improper, private, and off-the-record meetings about the case with the court-appointed official who has been investigating the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. Arpaio's attorneys say the Phoenix longtime lawman will plead not guilty to the charges. Arpaio is trying to get reelected and has been running ads saying the Obama administration is after him for his stance on immigration. He's due back in court in December.
Again, that was Jason Campidonia reporting. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
With a new job as a daily online radio show host for Breitbart, former Major League pitcher Curt Schilling is also considering challenging Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren for her seat in 2018. Schilling saying of Warren and Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton,
they're at the core of everything that's wrong with this government.
Schilling still likes to talk about baseball, and he says he's excited about the World Series because
the most dangerous thing you can have in October is a team that believes they are the team of destiny. And I think both of these teams came into this series believing exactly that, which is why I think we're going to see an amazing series.
Former Mississippi governor, former RNC chairman, and otherwise politically connected in Washington for quite some time, now Haley Barbour is weighing in on the race for the White House, as we hear from Randy Bell.
Former Governor Haley Barbour says America has a choice between the two most negative presidential nominees in the history of political polling. Barbour spoke yesterday at a Mississippi Economic Council political rally in Jackson, and he said Donald Trump's candidacy is easy to explain.
Millions of Republicans and Democrats and independents wanted to shoot Washington the bird, and they thought Donald Trump was the greatest, most magnificent middle finger they could imagine.
Barbour calls it a weird election, unlike anything we've seen in our lifetimes. Randy Bell in Jackson.
The World Series even at 1-1 apiece after the Cubs beat the Indians last night. Game 3 tomorrow night in Chicago. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones.
hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be discussing why I'm so mad at the California National Guard, why Obamacare is about to cost you a whole lot more money, I'll tell you the best way to advertise on Facebook, three ways to stop being ignored on social media, and how to make new connections on social. It's Thursday, October 27th, 2016. I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we do that, time to check the weather. And right now, it's a chilly and rainy 40 degrees at 12:06 here in Flemington. Today, it'll be mostly cloudy and breezy with rain at times and a high of 53 degrees, a low of 45. For tomorrow, it'll be partly sunny and breezy with a high of 56 degrees and a low of 36. For Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a possible afternoon shower and a high of 71 degrees with a low of 47. And for Sunday, it'll be cooler with a few showers, a high of 60 degrees and a low of 36. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 7.35 to 18,206.68. The NASDAQ down 12.47 to 5237.79. S&P 500 down 1.83 to 2137.60. Oil is down 12 cents to $50.31 per barrel. And gold is up $3.80 to $1,270.40 an ounce. Facebook viewers, you are up to date. Now it's time to tune in live at www.hunterdonchamberradio.com. And for the rest of you, welcome to another edition of Taking Care of Business. So glad you could join us as we get together every Thursday at this time to go over what's been going on here in Flemington and what's happening in the rest of the world as well. The election, just 12 days away. It's very hard for me to wrap my hands around that because, you know, for so long, and I mean for about the last year and a half, all it seems we've been talking about is the election. We talked about back when we had 17 Republican candidates, 5 Democratic candidates, and then that kept shrinking and shrinking. And if you remember, we were playing funeral for a friend every time somebody dropped out of the race. There was the time when Jeb Bush made that speech about a week before he dropped out of the race, where in front of a bunch of senior citizens, where he said, "Please clap." So many memories. Ben Carson with his mild-mannered mannerisms, making some good arguments along the way, but, you know, at the same time, wasn't really, I don't want to say he wasn't presidential because I'm getting tired of that term, but he just didn't seem like he was forceful enough. You couldn't picture him in a room with a European leader trying to make a case in that very soft tone, you know. You know, it's been a crazy year and a half. And I mentioned last week that there is a syndrome out there called ESD, and this is serious stuff. I am not making this up in any way. ESD, election stress disorder, where people are now being impacted by the election. It's affecting how they're dealing with other people. It's affecting how they're dealing with spouses, with family members, coworkers, etc. You see so much fighting going on Facebook, where if a person is a strong Democratic supporter, really wants Hillary, then they're putting their viewpoint out. And Republicans are doing the same for Trump. And you have people who would normally be very friendly, very civil on Facebook, something like ready to kill each other because, you know, somebody said something bad about their particular candidate. You know, so it's been a wild ride, and we only have another 12 days to go before it's all over, and then we will have a new president. So it's just, I guess we got to kind of sit through it 12 more days. But there was an interesting observation the other day. My wife and I were talking, and she said, you know, there's something missing from this election. I hadn't really seen it, but when she said it, holy cow, did I really pay attention after that. So she said, there's something missing from this election. Can you guess what it is? And we had two candidates. We had debates. So I really couldn't come up with it. She goes, did you notice how few lawn signs are out there? And in any other election, you know, you would have lawn signs, even for simple things like Board of Ed, you would have lawn signs everywhere. And there really isn't that many, at least in Bridgewater and Flemington and the 12-mile drive that I normally do, that would be every median and intersection would be littered with lawn signs. There's not been a lot of lawn signs for either Hillary or for Trump. And I'm wondering if people are afraid to put the lawn signs in front of their house now because they're afraid that there's going to be some backlash on them as a result. And even the election has been blamed for poor Q3 results on Wall Street. Yum brands, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Winnebago brands, all blaming poor Q3 results on the election and the apathy that some people have, that they're not spending money in fear of actually what may happen as a result of the election. So it's a wild time here in America. I'm glad I'm not living in another country where I would have to, you know, be observing this from afar, but I can only imagine, you know, what they think of us. And now, reports are coming out that in Florida, Donald Trump is now taking a lead, by 2 or 3 points over Hillary, same in Arizona. So, not that there's a question mark on that. There's a lot of factors that go into it, but it seems like every day polls are coming out. And, you know, a week ago, Hillary was up by 9, 10, 11 points and not out campaigning for herself, but campaigning for what they call the down ballot candidates, meaning, you know, those in Senate offices, assembly, state Senate, et cetera, you know, where she would go out and actually say, hey, you know, we appreciate your support, but let's talk about, you know, your United States Senator. So very interesting. And the unknown question that is going to come from all of this, and we won't get there for another 12 days, is with those down ballot races, what happens to the United States Senate and Congress and the House of Representatives? Will there be a shift? If Hillary wins, will she take a lot of Democrats with her to upset the current Republican stronghold? If Trump wins down ballot, does it result in more Republican seats in the House? So buckle up. It's going to be a wild ride. And I'm not stressed by it. Republican or Democrat, to me, it doesn't matter. I'm one of those people that, you know, if asked, you know, the response would be what it's supposed to be. I serve at the pleasure of the president. I may not be happy with the results at the end, but somebody has to lead this country. And I'm hoping that either one, Hillary or Donald Trump, will have the strength, the fortitude, the temperament to do so, and that we can, you know, come back even stronger. And I'm not trying to play this off as a make America great again thing. I always look to improve wherever I go. So I'm hoping that we have a great country now, but if we can make it greater over the course of the next 4 years, by all means, let's do it. In order to do that, we have to fix a very nagging problem in this country, and I'm going to have that story when we come back. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gonneau, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you could join us. And now it's time to get back to the program. Obviously, New Jersey's own John Bon Jovi with the song Bad Medicine. And if you want to talk about bad medicine, let's talk about Obamacare for just a minute. Obamacare rates are set to rise by 25% in 2017, according to the United States government. The cost of health care insurance in the U.S. under the Affordable Care Act is expected to rise by an average of 25% in 2017. Now, about 1 in 5 consumers will also be able to pick plans from a single insurer. But federal subsidies will also rise, and about 70% of people will find plans for less than $75 a month. Republican nominee Donald Trump vowed on Tuesday to repeal the law, which is known as Obamacare. It's a major part of President Barack Obama's legacy and his signature piece of legislation. Obamacare is just blowing up, said Mr. Trump, who has promised his own plan would deliver great health care at a fraction of the cost. The enactment of the Affordable Care Act, or ACA, in 2010 mandated that every American had to purchase private insurance and prohibited insurers from turning away the sick. It also provided subsidies, but Republicans want to repeal it. Now, according to the report from the Department of Health and Human Services, for a 27-year-old consumer in the prime age group sought by insurers, the average monthly premium for a benchmark plan would be $302 next year, which is up from $242 this year. The average increase of 25% in benchmark premiums on the federal exchange compares with increases of 2% in 2015 and 7% this year. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton has said that she supports the Affordable Care Act, but has denounced skyrocketing out-of-pocket costs, saying the federal government should have the power to block or modify unreasonable rate increases. It's only for some people in some places, but health insurance premiums are going up, and it's generating unpleasant headlines for Hillary Clinton and the Democrats, affecting her polling numbers and bringing them back down into single digits. Some states, like Arizona, where premiums will go up 116%, Oklahoma 69%, Tennessee 63%, and Minnesota 59%, people there are crying foul and saying they would rather drop the plan and be fined by the IRS than pay the exorbitant premiums. The unsubsidized portion of the government-run health care insurance marketplace was what Bill Clinton notably called the craziest thing in the world earlier this month. Mrs. Clinton continues to be in the awkward position of defending Obamacare, pointing out that it has decreased the rate of U.S. health care spending growth and provided increased coverage for Americans. If she's elected, she may try her best to push through a legislative repair job, but Republicans in Congress may be happy to watch the program continue to struggle and perhaps take her down with it. Obamacare has already faced two major challenges in the U.S. Congressional Republicans have voted more than 50 times to undo the law. Unlike in many other countries, the U.S. does not have a single-payer health care system. Private companies, rather than the U.S. government, provide health insurance for its citizens. Following the enactment of the ACA in 2010, states were given the option of establishing their own health care exchanges, online marketplaces, or for citizens to buy health coverages. Now citizens in states that refuse to establish exchanges could shop for coverage on a federal exchange. However, most Americans receiving subsidies purchase health care through the federal exchange after many states decided not to set up their own marketplaces. Here's Obamacare by the numbers. Citizens in 37 states depend on federal subsidies to make health care affordable. Only 13 states and Washington, D.C. have established their own exchanges. Over 10 million people have purchased coverage through one of the new exchanges on the federal or state level. On average, the federal government provides $272 monthly as a subsidy for people to get their health care insurance. So, very, very bad times for Hillary and the Democrats and Obamacare with a 25% average rate increase.
One more time.
Obamacare and bad medicine. Perfect together. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry, but it's just, there's other ways of doing insurance. There's other ways of, and we had the private insurer, and yes, that was too expensive, but I never thought that this was going to be the end all be all. And when you watch now that insurers are actually pulling out of the plans and saying, you know what, we'd rather not be in it. So, that's a problem, because now you're left with insurers. You know, you're not dealing with the Allstates of the world, the Liberty Mutuals and things like that. You're not getting the best insurers or the most fiscally stable insurers. And as a result, I think it's on the verge of collapse. And many economists have said the same thing, that this could be the beginning of the end. And we could be watching a slow, painful death of Obamacare as it goes its course over the next several years. It's going to take years to do, but I think it's something that now is in peril and needs to be watched. All right, getting back to the program. It's currently 12:22 here at Taking Care of Business on 100 and Chamber Radio. Is it possible that if you change your mindset, you can help reach your goals? The question is, are you prone to negative self-talk? Well, changing your mindset may help open you and your business up to positivity and growth. Now, of all the mental tools we have that may help us perform better, our mindset about our abilities may be the one we pay the least attention to. Mindset is defined as a fixed mental attitude or disposition that predetermines our responses and interpretations of situations. It's our inclinations or beliefs about a host of things, such as our belief in our abilities. It's difficult to outsmart your mindset, so it's important to raise your awareness of your mindset, and this can help you understand the impact it might have on your actions so that you can start changing yours if you so choose. Now, we differ in our beliefs about our abilities. Some people believe that their abilities are malleable. Others believe they are fixed. And this is the growth versus fixed mindset, first discovered by Stanford University psychologist Carol Dweck. Cultivating a growth mindset may help you focus more on your desired goals, it may influence your motivation, and could make you more readily able to see opportunities to learn and grow your abilities. Do you have a growth mindset about yourself and about your abilities? If not, here's four ideas that may help you in changing your mindset. First, you want to raise your self-awareness about your own mindset. You can develop a mental discipline to recognize when you're in the grip of that fixed mindset. For example, consider listening to what you're telling yourself when you decide to pass up on an opportunity to learn something new, or when you avoid a chance to speak in public because you label yourself as not good at public speaking, or when you decide not to seize on a challenge because you fear you might fail. Cultivating a growth mindset may help you focus more on your desired goals, it may influence your motivation, and could make you more readily able to see opportunities to learn and grow your abilities. A fixed mindset can be like a straitjacket. You might never know how much a fixed mindset might impede your success if you don't become aware of its grip on your mind and take steps to help in changing your mindset. Number two, you want to learn from the best in your field. Now, consider picking any area that you want to improve in your life and learn from the best people in that area. Finding out who they are may help you become a knowledgeable groupie. What do you think they do that's working? What can you extract from their way of thinking, from their actions that can help you? Now, this is not about emulating others, but about possibly learning from their mistakes and being inspired by their successes. You may want to observe, learn, and adapt what you glean from learning, following them to your own situation. And this can be a smart way to learn faster. Number three, you want to put your self-talk on steroids. New research published in 2016 in the journal Frontiers of Psychology used over 44,000 volunteers to test three motivational techniques for improving performance. One, self-talk, saying to yourself, I can do better. Imagery, imagining yourself doing something better. And then three, if-then planning. For example, if I start to doubt myself, then I will remind myself that I have the skills. In the study, all three techniques improve performance, but the most effective one was self-talk. According to the study's results, thinking and saying to oneself, I can do better next time, increases the intensity of effort people put into an activity. It can also improve performance on any given task. So consider paying attention to your inner dialogue and making changes if necessary. This is the can-do talk that may have a positive effect if we open ourselves up to it. It might be worth a try when you consider steps for changing your mindset. And then number four, practice like a master black belt. Changing your mindset about your ability in a certain skill may mean mastering it through disciplined practice. Mindless or haphazard practicing may not cut it. When you set out to master a skill, practicing with intention may help improve that skill. Working with a coach, a mentor, or teacher who has a proven level of excellence in your desired skill may help you avoid the mistake of practicing the wrong way. Whether it's learning to code, to write more effectively, or to know how to pitch an idea, practicing with the best can't hurt. Learning how to learn may help when changing your mindset. Your mindset may influence your response to the many opportunities and challenges you encounter in your lifetime. Author Wallace D. Wattles may have put it best when he said, "Whatever you habitually think yourself to be, that you are." You can succeed in changing your mindset. Now, it takes hard work, but it may be time well spent. There are no shortcuts to mastery. So just a couple of tips there on how changing your mindset could change your outcomes. And hopefully, if you're ever in self-doubt, always remind yourself that you have the abilities to do whatever you're attempting. So good luck, and let us know how that works out for you. All right, there are three ways to make new connections on social media. And this is one area that a lot of businesses will tell me, hey, I really don't know how to do Facebook marketing. I don't know whether I should be on LinkedIn. I don't know if I should be in Twitter, Instagram, Reddit, and all these other things. Unsure of how to reach new customers through your small business social media profiles, like many of the people that I speak with, here are three steps to engaging new customers. Now, you've probably heard that social media is a great way to connect with customers, both old and new. But how do you get the most out of your social media without investing time that you don't have into your marketing? Beth Carter, who's the chief strategist at Clarinet Creative Agency, knows the dilemma. As a small business owner myself, I understand the challenge of dealing with social media, she said. As an agency owner, I'm fortunate to have an insider's view into what works and what doesn't. Carter offered up some quick tips for busy social or for busy small business owners looking to make new connections on popular social media platforms. Number one, she says, hashtags are your friend on Twitter. If you're not familiar with them, hashtags are words preceded by the pound symbol that help organize information. Include one or two hashtags in every tweet to help new users find you. Turn every Facebook post into an ad. Target your audience carefully and start out with a $5 daily budget to grow your audience. Share your blog posts on LinkedIn. When you share a post, tag a connection and ask that person a specific question. When they answer, their network will also see the comment. Now, to learn more about marketing your small business on social media, don't forget to go to Manta.com and look at some of their webinars like Social Media Marketing, Turning Likes into Dollars. A great website. If you haven't used it yet, they have some great articles and great tips in different categories. So you want to be able to, you want to check that out as soon as you can. We're going to step away, take a break for the news and the weather, and when we come back, why I'm so mad at the California National Guard. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
So many people. I mean, you walk to the store to buy a loaf of bread, maybe with your child, and you get shot. Your child gets shot. Got to stop it. No good.
Donald Trump giving a speech talking to black Americans about the conditions of the inner cities, saying the Democratic leadership of those cities has let down the black community over the years by allowing violence to continue. Trump also continued his theme of a rigged election. This Nevada voter says she saw someone's votes changed after they went to press submit.
When you hit the submit button or whatever, everything shifted. And it wasn't the same people that he voted for.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits fell. Figures from the Labor Department show 258,000 Americans filed initial claims for benefits last week. That's 3,000 fewer than the previous week. USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchchamberradio.com. Brief check of the weather shows it's currently 40 degrees at 1234, and today it's going to be mostly cloudy and breezy with rain at times and a high of 53 degrees with a low of 45. Tomorrow will be partly sunny and breezy with a high of 56 and a low of 36. For Saturday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a possible afternoon shower and a high of 71 degrees and a low of 47. And for Sunday, it'll be cooler with a few showers with a high of 60 degrees and a low of 36. So you are up to date on the weather. Now it's time to get up to date on a pretty critical situation happening out in California.
American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier.
It takes a lot to get me riled up, but as soon as I heard this story, I got riled up. 10 years after the Pentagon enticed soldiers and the California National Guard to reenlist by offering hefty bonuses, officials are demanding that thousands of those veterans pay the money back. Now, the same situation happened to my father back in the 1950s. He was in the Navy, and he was offered a 2-rank promotion and a higher salary if he would just stay on board for another 2 to 4 years. And eventually, love won, and he went home to marry my mother. But in this instance, what they're doing is they've served, they've done their tour, and then rather than just getting out, the National Guard would offer them to reenlist, and they would pay them a bonus. And sometimes that bonus might be as high as $15,000. So Christopher Van Meter is one of the affected veterans in California, and he earned a Purple Heart after he was hurled from an armored vehicle in Iraq. By 2007, he had already served 15 years in the Army and was about to retire, until the military encouraged him to reenlist. They enticed you with another reenlistment bonus. Those bonuses were around $15,000, Van Meter told CNN's New Day on Monday. We were in the Iraq and Afghanistan war at the time, and they wanted to keep soldiers in the military rather than retrain new enlistees. But years later, officials realized that Van Meter and thousands of other veterans were not actually eligible for the bonuses that they were given. The Los Angeles Times reported that only soldiers with a certain assignments, for example, intelligence, civil affairs, and some non-commissioned officer posts, were supposed to get the bonuses. But investigators uncovered rampant fraud and mismanagement by California Guard officials trying to meet enlistment targets. Now, how did this happen? The California Guard's incentive manager, retired Master Sergeant Tony Jaffe, pleaded guilty in 2011 to filing false claims of $15.2 million, the Department of Justice said in a statement. Now, when she pled guilty, Jaffe admitted that from the fall of 2007 through October 2009, she routinely submitted false and fictitious claims on behalf of her fellow California National Guard members, the Department of Justice stated in a statement. Jaffe admitted that she submitted claims to pay bonuses to members of the California National Guard, whom she knew were not eligible to receive the bonuses, and to pay off officers' loans, even though she knew the officers were ineligible for loan repayment. In 2012, the sergeant was sentenced to 30 months in federal prison. Three officers also pled guilty to the fraud and were put on probation after paying their restitution. But now, thousands of other soldiers are paying the real price. Van Meter, the Purple Heart recipient, was floored when he got a letter saying he owed a combined $46,000, including the $15,000 reenlistment bonus, a student loan, and an officer bonus. They also tacked on a 1% processing fee into that. It's gut-wrenching because you have to figure out what you're going to do and how you're going to survive, Van Meter said. Van Meter also said that after he retired in 2013, he had 3 years to pay off the debt. We were paying upwards of $1,300 a month back to that recoupment. We weren't able to afford everything, food for the kids and daycare. Eventually, he and his wife decided to refinance their mortgage to pay off the surprise debt. Van Meter's family is far from alone. According to the Los Angeles Times, the California Guard has told 9,700 current and retired soldiers that some estimates put that number closer to 15,000 to repay some or all of their bonuses. Of about 11,000 soldiers included in the audit, 1,100 were found to have received unauthorized payments that they have to pay back. 5,400 soldiers were found to have missing paperwork or lack of documentation of eligibility and may have to pay back that money. About 4,000 soldiers were found to be eligible for payments that they received. So far, auditors have confirmed 2,300 unauthorized bonus payments to about 2,000 soldiers, amounting to at least $22 million in unauthorized bonuses. This number includes 1,100 soldiers who received unauthorized payments and those from the 5,400 figure who could not show proof. If the remaining recipients do not produce proper documentation showing they were eligible, they could be liable to pay back those amounts to the Defense Department. Some veterans have had to declare bankruptcy, their personal credit has been ruined, and they can no longer get personal loans or credit cards. As an update to this story, Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said yesterday he is suspending all efforts to collect reimbursement from improperly awarded enlistment bonuses given to some members of the California National Guard following outrage from veterans and their families over attempts to recover the money 10 years after it was dispersed. When I first heard this story, I could not believe it because I remember my father telling me the story of how he was enticed with a new rank and a monetary bonus. But you think about what these people go through, male and female, doesn't matter. In the military, they enlist, they serve, they're ready to get out. They want nothing more than to come home and be with their family. And then they're approached and they said, hey, if you reenlist, we're going to give you $15,000. Now, $15,000 for an Army personnel or any military personnel is like a king's ransom because they don't make a lot of money serving the United States of America, serving you and me. And so they take it. They go on for another year, maybe two. And then 10 years later, maybe they've retired, some still active, they get a letter in the mail. Oh, by the way, you owe us $46,000. I'm absolutely blown away that our government, and even though this was fraudulent in nature, that our government is coming down so hard on these people. They didn't do anything wrong. They did what they thought they were supposed to do. If there was willful fraud, then by all means, go after them. But in this instance, it sounds like these people were promised something, and the people doing the promising had no right to do so, but they did what they thought. Think of how many people. This gentleman gets a Purple Heart. You know, he's injured in a motorcade. That might not have happened to him had he not reenlisted. How many people that were offered these bonuses died in Iraq and Afghanistan? And now we're sitting here saying, screw you one more time. This country, I don't care who gets elected in 12 days. I don't care if it's Hillary. I don't care if it's Donald Trump. We can forget all the campaign rhetoric. Throw it out, shut it down, flush it. At some point, and if you've been following the news, at some point, we have got to take care of our military personnel, both active and retired, because the way they're being treated at Veterans Administration hospitals, the way they're being treated in this case, being asked to pay back money that they were promised, we're not doing a good job with our military. And I can understand why, you know, Mr. Trump is saying that he wants to have the strongest military. Where are you going to find anybody to serve if they feel like they're going to get screwed on the back end every time they do something? The VA either needs to be thrown out or reinvented or get better leadership in it. But when veterans are going to hospitals and waiting hours and days for treatment or being refused, there's a problem with this country. And we need to take a look at that as quickly as possible. So there's a little rant for you today. I apologize up front. No, I don't. Screw it. I'm not apologizing for ranting. If we can't take care of our veterans and there's something wrong with this country and we need to readjust everything, the whole country, it seems, needs to have a little bit of a reality check when it comes to veterans and military personnel. Don't just tell them, you know, when you see a soldier in the airport, don't just say, oh, thanks for your service, you know, because you feel that's the right thing to do. Say it because you mean it. You know, these poor kids, I've been in airports and I've seen guys in uniform, and if I see them at the sandwich counter, I buy their lunch. I was just in Atlanta flying to Tampa, and a active duty personnel sat down next to me in his fatigues, put down his packs as he was waiting for his flight, and he ordered, it was just like a little breakfast sandwich and a coffee, and I was just about done. And I threw like $25, $30 on the counter to the server. And I said, that's for me and for him. I said, make sure he gets, you know, what he needs. And the guy just looked at me in shock. But it's like, you know what? I appreciate what they do. Currently, it's 12:43. Let's step away for a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about three reasons that you're not getting any web traffic and how to fix it. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, law offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. And, you know, there is one organization that does take care of business, and that is the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And they're doing it again. Their 28th Annual Business and Home Expo and Restaurant Showcase, and that's going to happen on Thursday, November 10th at the Hunterdon Central Regional High School Fieldhouse and Commons. Time is 2 to 7 p.m. The Restaurant Showcase starts around 5 p.m. and will end around 7. Of course, the theme here is Buy Local, Buy Hunterdon, and this is your chance to meet businesses from Hunterdon County. I believe all the distributor or the exhibitor booths have been sold. This is your opportunity in one afternoon, 5 hours, to walk around through the commons and the field house and get with businesses from all over, Clinton, Tewksbury, White House, Flemington, etc., businesses you may not have ever thought to do business with or to stop in and say hello to, and they're here for you. So make sure you stop in. It's free. And make sure that you stop in and learn what's going on in the business community here in Hunterdon County. In Flemington, the Flemington Community Partnership has been hosting the Great Pumpkin Hunt, where you can stop into about 50 stores and get a pumpkin sticker and then turn that in for the chance to win some prizes. And there was a great comment on Facebook the other day about a woman who said that she decided to take her lunch hour, walk around downtown Flemington, and she stopped into 6 stores. And the way she put it was great. She goes, "I stopped into 6 stores I otherwise would never have gone into, met the owner, and now I know of other places where I can shop." So same thing here with the expo. Make sure you get out and meet new business owners, see what their services are, and who knows, it may help you and your business or in your personal life as well. Also, don't forget that this Sunday, October 30th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Stengel Factory here in Flemington is the Flemington Fine Artisan Show. It's a show and sale of exceptional handmade art and craft by outstanding area artists. That's going to be happening again this Sunday, October 30th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's at 50 Mine Street in Flemington at the Stengel Factory. Admission and parking are free. If you need more information, visit www.FlemingtonFineArtisanShow.com. With support from our community sponsor, Grateful Bites Bakery, Cafe, and Restaurant out there on Route 12. After the art show, you need to get in your car. You need to get into every vehicle you own. Car, lawnmower, I don't care what it is, go-kart. And you need to get to the gas station because on Tuesday, the 23-cent gas tax hike takes effect here in New Jersey. This is a good time. If you have those little red buckets in your garage for the lawnmower, fill them up. Take every car you own, fill them up, because 23 cents is going to hit hard come Tuesday. And there is a bill currently floating through the State House, sponsored in part by Assemblyman Kip Bateman, who represents this area. And to repeal the gas tax. Now, whether or not that happens has yet to be seen, but right now you better plan on a 23 per gallon cent rate hike in your gas for the cars and the vehicles starting on Monday. Well, there's possibly three reasons you're not getting any web traffic. Here's how to fix it. Now, whether you created your business's website or you hired a professional firm, you spent time and money bringing it to life. So why isn't your website getting the desired amount of traffic? If you follow these pointers to identify and correct some common web traffic problems, boost your web traffic, and win the attention of new customers. If your SEO efforts are half-hearted, now SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization, and it's the first place you should look when you're not getting customers to visit your website. Take a look at your site and see how it measures up in these areas. If your SEO keywords are overly competitive or just don't match your specific products or services, it won't attract many customers to your site. Searches on Google and Bing are increasingly locally focused. Add the name of your city or neighborhood to your web pages. Make sure the writing on your website is searchable by search engines' web crawlers. For instance, text in a photo file can't be crawled by Google, and that's the same for any content in Flash. Websites without fresh blog posts or recent updates often rank lower in search engine results, so be sure to post new, engaging web content that uses your keywords. If your load times are slow, especially for iPhones and Androids. Now, if you've ever left a site you really wanted to visit because it took too long to load, of course you have. Customers don't have time to wait for slow websites. In fact, according to Google, nearly half of all visitors will leave a mobile website if the pages don't load within 3 seconds. Now, there are a lot of free web tools that let you test the load time of your website. Test your site using Google's PageSpeed, Insights, or Google's Site Tester. Google's Site Tester will tell you how mobile-friendly your site is and provide a free report on how to fix it. Google will rank your site lower in search results if your site doesn't work well on smartphones and tablets. Lower search ranking means less traffic to your website when customers search for your products or services. If you don't have a mobile-optimized site, it's time to make it mobile-friendly. Or if you haven't invited people to visit your website. Now, you might have the best website in the world, but you won't get traffic unless you promote it. Search or display ads are one way to pay to promote your site, but we recommend starting by making sure your website and its best, freshest content are visible in a number of places online. So claim your business listings online and online directories and review your sites. Add your website to all your social media profiles. Post links to your blog posts, news, or new product pages to attract customers to your website. Find ways to generate links from other websites to yours. You could try being quoted as a source in an article, request a link to your site, offering to write a guest post on influential blogs in your industry, or ask partners and like-minded businesses to add a link to your website where appropriate on their site or social media pages. So just a couple of hints on how you can help get more traffic to your website. Now, you could also be missing local sales if you're not listed on 5 sites. Now, go back in time. Travel with me now. It's around 1975, 76, maybe the early 80s. Remember those things that used to show up by your mailbox, maybe on the front porch? Remember phone books? Well, in the good old days, a small business had only to place its name, address, and number in the yellow pages and wait for the calls to roll in. Now, the phone book is still around in various iterations, though local smartphone users are likely to look you up on YP.com instead, standing for yellow pages. The great thing about the shift from the phone book to the internet is that online listings give smartphone users an option of clicking to call businesses instantly or to get instant directions right to your door. That automatic connection is what drives 66% of YP.com searches to purchase from local businesses listed on the site. You can't get those sales if your business isn't on YP.com, and the same goes for other influential business listing websites. There are about 60 such directories on the internet. Posting details about your business correctly on all of these sites is the simplest way to show up in local searches for your products and services. But what small business owner has time to devote to maintaining all those listings? You can either get your business listed and updated automatically across all 60 sites by using a listing automation tool, or you can add, claim, and verify all of your business listings yourself. Begin by running a free instant assessment to see which sites already list your company and fix those listings if they're wrong. Websites like Yext.com can help you identify which listings are out or missing information. Managing your listings manually is a time-consuming task, so start small. Focus first on these five online directories, which hold the most sway with customers and in search algorithms. Each site linked below, or linked that I'm going to give you, will have a series of steps to add. So verify and optimize your business listings and expect to spend up to 30 minutes working through each. Bing Places for Business, Google My Business, Manta, MapQuest, and YP.com. If you go in there and you update things like your hours, your address, your phone numbers, website, Facebook page, Twitter, and all that, then hopefully you'll start driving more business to your business. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. I am your host, Jim Gano, and next week, where are we going to be? We're going to be 5 days away from the election, so we are getting into it, kids. But what's the best way to advertise on Facebook? Now, Facebook ads offer many options for social media marketing campaigns, and you need to learn how to determine the best and most effective type of advertising for your marketing budget. Now, over 2 million businesses advertise on Facebook, from one-person enterprises to Fortune 100 corporations. But if you want to effectively and cost-efficiently join their ranks, what's the best way to advertise on Facebook? The answer varies depending on your goals, audience, and budget. And if you follow the three steps I'm about to give you on how to use Facebook ads to market your company, hopefully you'll see an increase in traffic to your store. You want to pinpoint your campaign goals and your target audience. A right column ad may work great for a business that's trying to improve online sales, but that type of Facebook ad isn't the best choice if your goal is to publicize an event or get more Facebook page likes. Determining what you want an ad to accomplish and who you want to reach will help you decide on the best Facebook format. Facebook ads come in several shapes and sizes. There are three general types of ads on Facebook. There's newsfeed ads, which are available in both desktop and mobile, mobile news feed ads that appear in Facebook's users' mobile news feeds, and right column ads known as domain ads. However, there are a number of subcategories within those main ad types, such as event ads, offer ads, and page like ads. On top of that, there are additional marketing techniques your business can use on Facebook, including promoted or boosted posts. Test, test, test. If your business has a limited marketing budget, start with boosted or promoted posts to help you increase interaction with Facebook users. If you're having trouble deciding whether to include photos or a call to action in your promoted posts, consider investing a small amount to run two modest test campaigns simultaneously so you can gain insight on which ad resonates more with customers. Then run the winning campaign on a broader scale as your budget allows, with the peace of mind that you're spending smart. So a couple good tips there on how to advertise on Facebook. Talked to a gentleman the other day, and he was telling me how his business has grown tremendously. And I said, well, what do you attribute it to? And he said, advertising on Facebook. So whether it's a page boost or something like that, let's get to a broader. And for $5, it'll say, that usually tells you, like, well, this posting was reached by 150 people. $5, they're guaranteeing that it'll be seen by at least 5,000 people. So that could be money well spent. In sports, in NASCAR's round of 12, Joey Logano won last week's Alabama 500 at Talladega to advance to the round of 8. Only 8 drivers are left to run for the chase for the Sprint Cup. Martin Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski, Austin Dillon, and Chase Elliott have all dropped out of contention. This week, the teams head to Martinsville for the Goodies Fast Relief 500 at 1:30 on Sunday. In the NCAA football, they head into Week 8, and the AP Top 10 looks like this. Alabama leads the poll in the number one spot, followed by Michigan, Clemson, Washington, and Louisville. Ohio State, Nebraska, Baylor, Texas A&M, and West Virginia round out the Top 10. And way down in the 24th spot is a team that has not been ranked since 2011, the Penn State Nittany Lions, who upset the Ohio State Buckeyes last weekend. In the NFL, Week 8 kicks off tonight with the Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Tennessee Titans. Game time is 8:25 p.m., and there is now no undefeated teams left in the NFL this season, so the 1972 Miami Dolphins don't have to worry that another team will dethrone them for at least another year. In Major League Baseball, the World Series is underway between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago Cubs. The Cubs beat the Indians last night, and the series now stands tied at one game apiece and moves to Chicago. The NHL and NBA regular seasons are underway as well. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice that I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Make sure you like and follow that page. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime. Work out.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician,